Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Theismann is a Super Bowl champion. He's a Memphian. He joins us now. Joe Theismann, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
Everything is good here in Memphis. We are looking forward and very excited about the NFL season.
Appreciate your time.
Can you recall a season where you had an issue with a helmet?
No, because I wore a single bar. My helmet had a rubber stopper in the top of it and rawhide around it. I was just thankful to have a helmet.
What do you make, you know, as somebody who played in an era where, you know, safety, we didn't know as much, right? We didn't know as much about helmets. We didn't know about as much technology and safety and things. What do you make of Antonio Brown's case?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, you look for similarities in other people. Tom Brady went through it, mm-hmm. and Tom changed helmets. So basically, yep. you know, the league said, okay, you can't wear it anymore, so he didn't. And he didn't make a stink about it. And this is part of Antonio's personality. I mean, this is what you have to deal with. Wait till he doesn't get enough passes thrown to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, what are we going to see? But, you know, I mean, he evidently, everybody got excited. He showed up at practice. Wow, terrific. That's nice. But, you know, I mean, it's being done for his protection, and that's what he has to understand. Life is about rules, and you have to live by rules. And my whole thing is, hey, look, go ahead and quit. Walk away from $68 million. Don't threaten to quit. Just quit. Go ahead. He's not going to quit. It's just a bunch of hot air.
Joe, do you think ultimately, because I know I do, that the Raiders will regret this, regret getting him?
Well, you know, you hope not. Let's put it that
way. Sure,
I'm
not rooting for it. I'm not rooting for it. Well,
right now the Steelers are going, thank you.
Yes.
You know, it's like, goodbye, thank you.
Exactly.
And, John can handle this kind of stuff, but it becomes a bit absurd. I mean, you already lost an appeal, a grievance. Now you're going to file another one?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's at the point where it's like, you know, come on across the line. Like Mayock said, you're with us or you're not.
Let's go play football.
Exactly.
Come on.
It's football time.
We need you. We want you. Now let's go prove what you're going to be. But you know what? Derek Carr is not Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. And this offense is not the Pittsburgh Steeler offense. So it's going to be very interesting if people start doubling him and saying, okay, we're just going to make you beat us with other people. And Antonio is not going to get the amount of catches, the amount of looks that he got when he was in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's the next thing is what's going to happen when it doesn't meet his mm-hmm. standard that he is expecting.
Yep.
So stay tuned.
Are you buying that there's any tension that should be worried about, any worrisome tension between Jerry and Ezekiel Elliott? Or do you think this is probably close to getting done and that he probably doesn't miss a game?
I think it's, you know, in the Zeke's case, he's grossly underpaid, okay?
Because
he's one of the best running backs in football.
Yes, sir.
Problem is, he's on a rookie contract. So Jerry's not obligated to do anything. I mean, you know, Pollard, you know, you got guys that are running pretty well down there.
Yep.
I mean, will the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl with Ezekiel Elliott, or will they not win a Super Bowl, which is what their intentions are? Without, I don't think it's you're going to find somebody to fill that role. You're going to find running backs. I mean, the Denver Broncos found thousand-yard rushers after thousand-yard rushers on a continuing basis. Free agents, Terrell Davis. I mean, one after another after another. So I think sometimes when you think that, you know, your value is such that you're irreplaceable, the league lets you know that you're really not.
Mm-hmm. We are, of course, talking to Joe Theismann, a Super Bowl-winning quarterback here on the Jason and John show. On the topic of quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, he looked good in game one, looked really sharp in game one, and really, I think, put on display all the skills that made him the number one overall pick. And then against the Raiders in game two, and they game planned for it, and you saw that in Hard Knocks, that they really focused on shutting him down. He looked really bad. He looked awful. Is that just sort of the up and down, the roller coaster that comes with being a rookie quarterback in the NFL?
It's part of the process, but the other thing is, too, is the thing that I think made Kyler so special was his athletic skills, his ability to run around. Well, he's in a league now where athletes are as fast as he is. The holes aren't going to be what they were at the college level. When he was on the field at Oklahoma, he was the best player on the field. That's not the case anymore. You have defensive guys who can run. Plus, you have Cliff Kingsbury as a coach trying to call plays in the NFL as well. So you have inexperience in two very critical areas when it comes to play in this game. I said all along, I think Kyler's too small to play at this level. I think that baseball would have been a better choice for him. And now we have to wait and see. You know, what's this offense going to look like, first of all, with him at the quarterback position, and how is Cliff going to call games?
Well, I think
you saw his athletic skills in game one, but how many plays did he play?
Right.
One series.
Very few. Yeah, exactly. And to that point about the system, you know, the Raiders safety LaMarcus Joyner said on the sideline that it's a pretty boy offense and that he wants to phase it out. He wants to wash it out. I mean, I don't know if you'd call it a pretty boy offense, but what do you make of that system, and do you think it has staying power in the NFL?
I think it's going to be a challenge. I mean, I like to refer to different situations that have occurred before. Chip Kelly, his first year, Nick Foles threw 25 touchdown passes or 29 and two interceptions. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, now you're in a situation where you've got a similar kind of throw-it-around offense, and it's not going to last very long. I mean, the run-and-shoot didn't last long. The two tight end offenses evolved. The West Coast offense isn't in its purest form anymore. You give defensive coaches a year to study something, they're going to figure out a way to stop you, whether it's a player or whether it's a concept. Even the 46 defense, which everybody thought was going to be unbelievable and was going to dominate the league, lasted 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. When the 34 first came in, it was going to revolutionize the sport. You know, what Cliff is trying to do is, it's been done before. And first of all, he doesn't have the offensive line to do the things he wants to do. It's a player's game. It's not a concept game. And that's the big thing, I think, that's going to be a challenge for him.
Joe, is Baker Mayfield the 2019 Jim McMahon, the punky QB? And I don't mean on the field, because we can see. But the guy that didn't he's going to rub you the wrong way. But, man, when he got in that locker room, among his own guys, he was a leader and you respected the mess out of him? Is that who he is?
I think Baker learned a great lesson with the comments about Daniel Jones. Is that, first of all, there's no such thing as off the record. And secondly, I think that, you know, he realizes that what he said may have been taken out of context, but he actually said. So, you know, he'll be more judicious. He's a smart guy. You listen to him speak, he knows exactly what he wants to say and things that he wants to do. And I think in his case, he's fun. I mean, he's going to be headline.
Yeah.
He's a fiery kind of guy, and they've put together a pretty good team around him. I think Cleveland's going to be a much better defensive team than people give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they can rival Baltimore in that division. I mean, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, I'm not sure if Cincinnati's going to have enough firepower to compete. But I will tell you this, those three teams, Cleveland, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh, they'll be something to watch.
I got to ask you this, Joe. You know all about him. You're inside when it comes to the Redskins. I'm not rooting for it, but how warm is Jay Gruden's seat if he's average again this year?
I think it's hot.
It's hot.
I really do.
Okay. That's what
it's a hot seat. Yeah. It's not a warm seat. It's a hot seat. And Jay realizes it. You know, Jay understands that it's that, you know, what the pressure is. But the last couple of years, I think he's done a masterful job just winning 7 games.
Because the injuries.
41 guys on IR?
Yeah, the injuries. Yeah,
the injuries were terrible.
Yeah, Adam Schefter Joe raised some eyebrows today when he made an appearance on the Greg Hill show. He sort of gave oxygen to the idea that this could be Tom Brady's last season with the Patriots. Not necessarily his last season playing, but perhaps his last season with the Patriots. He mentioned his contract. He mentioned the fact that they are moving. They're selling their house in the Boston area. Can you see Tom Brady playing for another team?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because he would have to invest a year in learning a new system. And because of the way the collective bargaining agreement is structured, he's not going to be able to be with a new coach all of January, all of February, all of March, and half of April. So how much time would he have to be able to put in around the game to be able to learn and understand what he's going to have to do in a new system? So I think it's, you know, it makes for good news. People sell houses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's no big deal. Maybe they want to downsize. Maybe they want to move someplace else. Those are things that you just, you know, that's part of life. But for him to move at, say, the age of 42 to another team, I can't see it. I mean, I know Joe Montana moved. Heck, Johnny Unitas moved from Baltimore to San Diego. Jerry Rice moved around a lot. Great players have moved. But in Tom's case, there's so much more to play in the position than I think he would realize. I mean, I just can't see it. It's a nice theory to float. But for me, no. Tom Brady will retire and will not – if he leaves the game, if he doesn't get an extended contract after this for one more year, then, you know, he's still going to be a New England Patriot.
I want to ask you about Paxton Lynch because I know you've been around him quite a bit. It looked as though he was on his way to winning the backup quarterback job there in Seattle, and then he suffers that absolutely vicious hit in the Minnesota game, and now it sounds like he is not going to play this week for Seattle. If you're a coach, how do you navigate a situation like that where it looks like a guy, you know, might have been winning the job for backup quarterback, especially as one as talented as Paxton seems to be, but won't be able to go this week and perhaps even longer because of a concussion?
It's unfortunately it's part of the game, and you know the next person now the next opportunity is presented for the next guy. I think you certainly have the opportunity to put him on PUP for a little while,
mm-hmm.
Unable to perform. There are things available to keep him around if it looks like he was going to be the two. And I think that's what Pete has to look at, is what's available for us to be able to keep him around because he looked like he might have been able to get it done for us. I don't think they would release him. I don't think they'd let him go anywhere. I really think that they would want to figure out a way to put him someplace mm-hmm. that they could protect him.
And I got to circle you back around to the Skins because I got to ask you about Dwayne Haskins and what you've liked and what you haven't liked so far, and how close is he or how far is he from being ready to play, Joe?
I think he's a way away from being able to play in a regular season game. Hasn't played a lot of football. He split time with Case Keenum. Both of them need to learn Jay's system.
Yep.
Colt McCoy hasn't been able to work, and you know in Colt's case, his not being available has benefited Dwayne and Case to have spent more time right. learning what Jay wants.
Yep.
Physically, he has all the tools. It's just a process. There's so many things that he has not seen yet mm-hmm. that he's going to have to see for him to be effective. Moves better than people, I think, thought he could. But from my perspective, he still has to invest some time in learning this position. The ideal situation would be like Patrick Mahomes had. It would be yep. you're going to be able to sit for a year, learn the game, and then we'll get you ready.
How long, Joe, before the transition in New York happens, going from Eli Manning to Daniel Jones, who has looked good. Obviously a lot of criticism when the Giants drafted him as high as they did. Baker Mayfield's comments in GQ, but Daniel Jones has looked pretty good, and from what we've seen from him early on, how long do you think before that transition happens with the Giants?
I think Daniel Jones is going to be a star. Mm. I think he throws the ball well. He moves well. He's pedigreed. He's had a lot of college experience. He comes in, he worked with the Mannings in the Manning camp. Cutcliffe was his coach, just like it was the Manning situation. So you know, there's a lot of synergy there. It's a young football team. I would think that this will be Eli's last year. He's played tremendously in different situations for him. I mean, those were 2-9-7 football teams that won championships with him. Yep. He played 8 games of football off the charts and won 2 world championships doing it. I just think that, you know, it'll depend on the record. If the Giants look like they're not in it, then what they'll probably wind up doing is giving him a chance to play towards the end of the season. But they'll give Eli a chance to be Eli, go play quarterback.
Yeah. Joe, always appreciate
Thank
the time.
You for this, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Always great being with you. Take care. It's always nice to talk to people at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.